I wanted to talk about vegetarianism. Since I have about half an hour, so I thought I should talk about being vegetarian. It's not easy to talk too much about being vegetarian, to give up meat. It's very important nowadays that to give up meat eating. I think it's very important to know how to think about eating meat and how to put into practice. It's not very clear.
I think maybe my battery is
Yeah.
Now I should start to talk, otherwise this half an hour is about to finish. Again, to begin with, we say some prayers. No? A little higher up.
It's because it switched off, that's what happened.
It's hello, hello. Yeah. Generally, those who are ordained, if you ask whether it is something that is allowed for the meat, eating of meat is allowed for the monks or not, if you ask this question, some people say that it is not allowed because if there are some people who are eating meats, then there will be people who will kill those animals. And if there are nobody eating this meat, then there will be nobody who would make the meat. So therefore, eating meat is very much related to killing, and therefore the negative deed of killing is very much caused by eating meat. Now whether that is real or not, true or not, is something different. Because that is the condition. Because it's a one condition. Because if there are some people who are using the pearls, then you know, these people who use the pearls, then it will cause the killing of the this kind of shellfish. And also those who have who wear certain kind of dresses or certain things, and people who wear the brocades, silk is also made by certain animals or certain insects. Anybody. So anybody who is wearing these clothes or anything that is coming out of the animals. And also, if there is nobody who eats, then because of the eating of the like grains and things like that, also it causes lots of insects under the earth to come up in the earth, and then all those beings living on top of the earth go below, and therefore cause lots of lives. In that case, then, because there is sheep, there will be people who are killing the sheep. So therefore, being a sheep is also a problem, you know, a kind of source of the negative deed. So therefore, just being one cause cannot be the complete the same as the being the actual deed of negative things. There was once a person in China who used to butcher pigs. Each day he used to kill a pig, and he used to make his sword red. And each time, each day, he was killing the pigs. Sometimes he was thinking that why should I do this? You know, each day I am killing a pig. And he was thinking himself that it's not because I'm killing, because I want to kill the pig, but because other people want to eat and need the pig, so therefore I'm doing it. So he was consoling himself that it's not too bad. And then there was a monastery, and there was a monastery nearby, and the next to the in the monastery there was a big bell, and every morning when the bell rang, he stood up, he woke up, and then went to kill the pig. One morning, he just slept over, overslept, and then. Then one morning he overslept and he woke up late. And then when he went late to kill his pig, then the pig that he was supposed to kill already got piglets, you know, 10 piglets. Then, because that morning there was no bell ringing, he went to the kempo, and he asked, why is it that this morning there was no pig? No bell. Then he went to the kempo and then asked, why he did like this, and then the head monk told that he had a dream last night, and in the dream he made 10 beings, and then they came and asked the monk, please save 10 of us. And then the monk asked, how do I save you piglets? And then the piglets said, only thing you need to do is not to ring the bell this morning, and then you save all of us. Therefore I didn't ring the bell, the monk said. And when the butcher heard this, then he was very much moved, and then he stopped killing any pigs from that time onwards. So what I'm saying is that the ringing the bell became a condition, a cause for killing the pigs, and so therefore, you know, sometimes it may also happen that we should not ring a bell, because otherwise somebody might kill a pig. So only being one condition cannot become the real cause of the problem. That is not logical. But whether the Buddha allowed the monks to eat meat or he did not, in Vinaya it is mentioned that some kind of certain ways of kind of being able to eat meat, certain kind of meat cannot be eaten, and also it is also mentioned that those kind of meats that usually cannot be eaten can be eaten in some circumstances, and things like that. There are things like that. But generally, it's very important, I think, that to not eat meat.
In the Mahayana.
In the Mahayana, yes, in the Mahayana. In the Vinaya, they said that there are the three kind of pure ways of making meat, which is, or three kind of meats, or three pure, what can you say, Namsuntape, free from three kind of freedom, then it is allowed to be eaten. That's what they say. Like this, it's not killed for yourself and things like that. But because you are so much attached or so much craving for the taste of the meat, and therefore you do not, you know, you don't know whether this meat is specially dedicated for you or not. Because you are so much attached to the meat, kind of the taste of the meat. And sometimes, you know, people are so much attached to meat that they go and ask people, please give me some meat. When I was young, I was also very attached. I liked meat very much. The meat finishes very quickly. The Labrans Sha meat finishes very quickly, and then sometimes the monks' kind of meat is sometimes still there because they are more careful. And then I go and ask to send some meat from the kitchen of the monks. And then, because I'm eating meat, therefore I also, you know, influence other people to eat meat. You know, if I like meat, then people like around me also, you know, kind of is influenced by me because I give meat. I say, I like some momo, let's go and have some momo, meat momo, and then other people also eat momo. So therefore the Buddha said that the bodhisattvas should not eat any meat. Because we have so much strong attachment and habitual tendency to meat, so therefore, you know, it's for the beginner bodhisattvas, it's very good to not to eat meat. Also, we can ask people to when you go to the restaurant, then you say, give me some chicken. And then we don't know whether they already have some chicken prepared or they have to just or they have yet to kill the chicken. And then it is said that bodhisattva should not eat meat. That's how it is said. And when you talk about bodhisattva here, we are not talking about the great bodhisattvas like Sherezik and Jagna Dorje and great kind of bodhisattvas who are in higher bhumis, but just ordinary bhumis bodhisattva like us who, you know, who can be called a bodhisattva, who like to, who wishes to, you know, work for the benefit of sentient beings. for that those people. It is not, it should not. According to Bodhisattvayana, it is said that even if it is pure from these three ways as allowed in the Vinaya, even those kind of meat, the Bodhisattvas or the beginner Bodhisattvas should not eat. Because it is because of our too much attachment to the taste, therefore unknowingly we will kind of commit mistakes, and it doesn't become it's not good to eat meat. Therefore it has been prohibited to eat meat from the Bodhisattva's way of life. When you say this, it is not that because it is allowed to eat meat in the Vinaya, that doesn't mean that the Vinaya is not good. That's not like that. When we, you know, we have to see every being as our own son or our own child, and therefore when we eat meat, that is like, you know, just for our food we are giving up the sentient beings who are supposed to be dear to us like our own child. So therefore this way of using the meat for our food is a little bit like not only something that is prohibited or something looked down from the Bodhisattva's point of view, but it is also something that is regarded not good from the Shravakayana point of view also. First, maybe I should drink the tea.
This, the Namsum Tapisha, it's talking about this, the three, something that, meat that is, that you have either seen or you have heard or you are doubtful that this animal is killed for your consumption. And that is not pure. If that is not there, then it is kind of three pure. Some meat that's not healed for you, but as we said before, the three reasons, even if it's not killed for you and you either haven't seen or haven't heard or have no doubt that it's killing for you, even then it's not permitted to eat from the Bodhisattva's way of life. But in Tibet, of course, we usually eat the meat that's dedicated for us. In Tibet, if a big lama or some lama goes to the village, they will immediately kill a sheep or kill a yak. And then the lama say some mantras and think that that's okay. That's not good. Even if it is okay, even if this lama is very good and it's okay, it is not okay because the Buddha said that one should not eat any meat that has been specially dedicated for you or specially killed for the consumption of yourself. That's why There was once a lama in Amdo, a Chuanang Lama. And then one man came to bless the Chang, the Chang, and Chang means alcohol. This man came to Lama with some alcohol and then asked him to bless, because he thought that if you bless it, then you can drink it. The Lama said, "I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to bless it." Then Lama said that if that is the case, you know, in Tibet sometimes they kill a yak by suffocating. And then he said that if you suffocate the animal and then bless it, and does it not, doesn't it die? You know, so in the same way, I cannot bless the alcohol in such a way that you can drink it without having any problem. And therefore, whether the person, even this Lama, can be very highly realized, even then one has to act according to the law, or according to the precepts that's been prescribed by the Buddha. There are also many great masters, very realized beings in India, and there have been many great realized beings in Tibet also, but they were not saying that I'm realized, so therefore I can do anything, I can eat meat, I can drink alcohol. It's nothing like that. It should not be like that. Even if according to the Kajupa school, we have to see what they did, what the great masters of the past, past lamas of Kajupas did and said about eating meat. The Drukpa Shopa Rinpoche, the master of Drukpa, said like this: My students, if whoever is eating meat or using the meat and calling it at sokor or sok, then these people are completely deserting me, completely going against the Dharma. I cannot explain each of these things. But he said that anybody who is using meat and saying that this is something good, this is completely against the Dharma, against me, and they are completely nothing to do with Dharma. He said it very, very strongly. It is said like this also. These great masters, each of them said that if somebody eats meat and thinks that that's allowed and that's nothing bad, that you cannot even dream like that, because this is something is never good, never right. In some places it is said that if somebody has a great method that they can liberate beings, if somebody can really liberate that being whose meat one eats, then only the person might eat according to the Vajrayana. Only otherwise, you know, otherwise, other than that, then you cannot eat meat. The Karmacharya Rinpoche also said, he said that according to the Karmacharya, he says that we talk about using the five meats and the five amritas. He says that if somebody is completely realized, then only one can eat meat. And then if you say that, you know, many things mentioned about this in the Vajrayana, in Vajrayana, lots of things mentioned about the five meat and the five amritas and things like that. What is this? He said that that is for the most kind of advanced people. So therefore, if we just for instance, if you put some sheet and some urine on the altar, then it's very bad smelling, and we don't like it. We feel vomiting. So, if these lamas have see, this offerings is not to, you know, this making offerings is not something that it's not for the fulfillment of the, you know, that they are hungry, the lamas or the great masters are hungry and thirsty, and then we have to give them. It's not like that. What we have to offer is something that is to accumulate positive deeds for us. The Kamapa Mishudoji also said that if you offer meat during the Gutur and things like that, you know, for the Mahakala Puja, you put you put some meat or you put some alcohol and things like that. He very strictly prohibited that. He said that if you do that, then I'm not your Lama. You are not my disciples or my followers. Completely no. In all your monasteries, wherever the Kamsangs, the main master, the Kamapa said like this. You don't need to make any offerings of meat and alcohol. Maybe you can put some fruits. I've heard that in Sikkim, during the Gutur or the Mahakala Puja, you must put some meat. If the Mahakala himself comes, maybe he will eat some meat, maybe that's okay, but if we do that for Mahakala, offering of meat and alcohol, that's completely useless. That's not good. Again, in Mishu Dorje said, in Chitung Jatsa, and he said that we should he says these eight things to be given up by the monks, like the meat, alcohol, weapons, and things like that. I can't remember all of them, but because this is what has been described in Dopalmoche. Most important about this is the meat,
alcohol and weapon. This you can't even look, he said. If you don't give up these 8 things, then you don't belong to Kajipa, he said. Then you just go away or sit somewhere else. That's how it is said. That's how it is said, that if you eat meat, you are not included in Kajipa. So we don't know whether we are Kajipas or not. Jamgwa Lodin Thay also, the Jamgwa Kuntu is here, he said before he died, again and again, what he said was, he said that he's always praying that he will be reborn as somebody who would not eat meat anymore. He was saying this. He said that there are lots of things to read. There are lots of quotations. We should put in action. How to put it into action? In this kind of Surmintiwala Pembindo, Do Lankar Shepa, and the Nyangelendepin, though all these sutras, he has been very clearly prohibited eating meat. And even those places where eating meat was just merely allowed, it was not that it was encouraged to eat meat. Nobody said that eating meat is good or eating meat is no problem. It is just said that it's those people who have too much difficulties to eat meat, then to not to eat meat or to give up meat, then it was kind of merely allowed, something like that. And then in Tibet, Kaju, Nyingmas, Sakya, Geluk, and Chonang. I haven't read too much about Pempo, but all these places, the eating meat was very strongly prohibited. That's something that I want to tell about myself personally. When I was young, about 11, 12, he looked at my palmistry. When you are 24, there will be a big obstacle. But I was young then, and I was not thinking about it. I forgot about it. I didn't think it. Then I came to India. It's about 5-6 years it happened after. Then he, I think he had a dream. He, in a lama, said that somebody told you in the palmistry also told you that there is an obstacle. Don't you remember? I said I remember. And then it says there is an obstacle for your life. Usually I'm not very afraid of death. I am the Kampa, so I pretend to be a little bit brave. After that, in that dream, I was very scared. I was kind of, when I woke up, my heart was just beating very fast. That was a dream. I feel that there is some obstacle.
Yeah.
Also, people like me, if I live long, I don't know whether it's of much use or not. But from the 8 years of age till now, I've been raised and by the monasteries and the Dharma, and my only intention is to be able to serve a little bit the Dharma and the Sangha and the monasteries. All my intentions and actions have not been too negative so far. And if everything goes well, I also feel that I aspire to serve the Dharma and the beings. To get rid of this obstacle, I feel that the most important thing is to save lives, and therefore not to eat meat. So I feel that that's the most important thing. Whether you look from the general point of view or from the specific person point of view also, it's very important not to eat meat. And also this year or next year, the kind of obstacle year of His Holiness the Dalai Lama is happening, and especially last year he completely prohibited wearing the skins of wild animals and things like that. Now it's very important to do those things, but now how to do this? I have some proposals. First, breathe out. Make a strong breathing. Full breathe out. If you are Kamsang, whether you are a monk or nun, or whether you are a lay person, you should not do business on meat through buying animals and then killing them and selling the meat. So never use the selling of the meat as a business. That's one thing. That's very important. That's not only those who are in India. There are lots of people in Tibet who are doing this. I have heard that some even Tulkus are doing this kind of business. And then also this. In Surbu Monastery, everything kind of got destroyed, but there is the slaughterhouse is still there, that still remains. There should not be a slaughterhouse. We should make every effort that there is no slaughterhouse wherever there is a Kamsang Monastery. I usually think about the whole country, but first thing we have to talk about is Kamsang. So there should not be a slaughterhouse in the compound or which is belonging to the monastery. That should not be. That's not only for the monks and nuns, but anybody who is claiming to belong or to follow the Kamsang tradition, everybody should take this into mind. Now for the monks and nuns, again you have to breathe. And also kind of to cook the meat in a big way. I was looking at the magazine, a Western medicine, and I saw, you know, about 10 monks cutting meat. And it looks as if, you know, they are doing this, they're making so much meat, and they are kind of cooking so much meat. And this is also sometimes you have to do a little bit, you know, but you know, you kind of big gatherings, you know, to cook lots of meat for big gatherings, especially wearing the robe, this should not be done. That doesn't look good also. Usually we say that there is nobody, no being who is not been our father or mother. And then when we kind of and then going to the slaughterhouse, wearing the robes and going to the slaughterhouse and to buy meat, that's when you go to the slaughterhouse, that's only reason is to buy meat. We should listen to go to the slaughterhouse. So if you really, really need to buy some meat, then you should ask some other people to go and bring some meat to the monks in their robes going to the slaughterhouse and eating, you know, buying meat is looks very bad. And then we should lessen the eating of meat. Generally, we eat three times a day, and therefore, you know, something like we are eating three meals a day. At least, you know, I will eat meat only for once or one meal, not all the meals, or something like that. Or to say something like in 1 month I will eat meat only for once, or something like that. Tibetans usually think that kind of special days are very important, like the 15th or full moon day or new moon day, or you know, on the Chontul Dawa or Saga Dawa and things like that. There are people who don't eat meat on those things. Some people, you know, give up meat altogether, but some people cannot. But at least one should reduce. Because in the society, if everybody is eating meat, and then it's very difficult to give up meat. But if there is a society, the whole kind of whole environment is not eating meat, then it's easy. You know, it's easy not to eat meat. But if everybody is eating meat, then it's not easy to eat. After this session, then when we come back, after the next session, I will ask you how many of you will eat meat for only once, one meal, and not in the two other meals. Then please, you who want to do that, you can stretch your hands up. I don't have to see all of them, but you have to make the promise to yourselves. Then, how many of you would like to give up meat on special days? And then, how many of you would, give up meat for all the time? So you have to think, you know. There's nothing much to think about. You just have to decide. It's not, thinking too much is not really useful. You know, you just have to decide. I thought that I will talk about this on the first day and then give some time for you to think over. But I think it's not really necessary to do that. You know, there's not much time. And another thing I've forgotten is any monastery that belongs to Kamsangkaju, any monastery, the monastery kitchen cannot and should not make any food with meat. And if you bring meat and cook in the monastery kitchen, then that means that you are not taking me as your teacher, you are not belonging to Kamsangkaju, there is nothing to discuss about that. That's finished. That is very important. It's especially in Tibet. Before it was very, very difficult, but now, because of the kindness of the Chinese, it's not so difficult. It's not that there's only meat you can eat. You know, there's some other things also. There are vegetables and things like that. Something that you have to have this kind of, you know, the eating meat is not good. Eating meat is dirty. Eating meat is bad for your health. This kind of way of looking has to be cultivated. It's good for the long life of His Holiness Dalai Lama, and also this Apukaga. You know, you can give my name also. It says if my, you know, you want Apukaga to live a little longer, then also it's useful not to eat meat. And your own Tsai Lama, your own root guru, and all the great beings, if you want them to live long, best method to do is to kind of reduce meat or not give to meat. Next time, it's not now, in the next session, then you. You have to, once you make the commitment, then you should really keep it. Because if you make the first commitment very clearly and very strongly, then your second commitment also will be good, and third is also good, and you know, it will all go. So you have to make the first commitment extremely clear. So you should not make the commitment unless you can really do it, or you are determined to do it. And then some prayers.